In the following demonstration, we'll show the installation of the web app resource provider for Microsoft Azure Stack. First, I need to ensure that Internet Explorer is correctly configured. I'll open Server Manager as administrator because I've logged onto this environment as Azure Stack user. Once there, I'll click on Local Server and verify that the enhanced security configuration for IE has been turned off for both administrators and users. Next, I'll open Internet Explorer, again as administrator. I click on Internet Options, and then the Security tab, and verify the protected mode is turned off. Next, I check the Privacy Advanced tab and verify that cookies are enabled. I'm now ready to begin my deployment. I've downloaded the files to my machine that I require for this installation. There's two files, the App Service Application and a zip file with some scripts. I extract the scripts to the D drive of my machine in a folder that I've created for this purpose. Once the files are extracted, I can see the three PowerShell scripts that have been created for me. In order to start the installation, we need to run the first one. I open PowerShell as administrator. And then I navigate to the folder where the scripts are stored. I need to run the first script, Create App Service Certs. When I run this, it's going to create the certificates that are required for the installation. It will ask me for a password, which I provide. Please remember this as you will require it in subsequent steps. Although this script does take several minutes to run, we've reduced the amount of time that we're showing it in this video to reduce the overall size of the video itself. Once this completes, we can navigate to the folder that we ran the script from, and we'll see that three certificates have been created for us. Next, we need to run the application. Again, I'll run this as administrator. Once I've started it, the application will open. This may take a moment to occur. Next, I click on Deploy using Azure Resource Manager. I read the EULA, and once I'm satisfied, I can click I have read, and then click Next. Next, I'm presented with the list of applications that will be downloaded during this installation and their license terms. Again, I can review those, and once I've read them, click OK, and then Next. Now I'm presented with the list of paths that are going to be created during the installation. I click Next, and now I can connect to my Azure Active Directory. Here I'm going to provide my service admin account in Azure Active Directory and the associated password. Once signed in, I can click the down arrow and see my subscription that's available to me in this environment. Similarly, I can do the same for location. I then provide the virtual machine administrator account and password that I want to use during this deployment. Because I've used the SQL RP, it automatically populates the SQL server name, login, and I simply provide the password. Upon clicking Next, I can select the certificates. We browse to the location where we created these in the earlier step on the D drive. I select the web app certificate and provide the password. Next, I will browse and select the management certificate and provide the password. And finally, I'll select the resource provider root certificate and click Next. The installation will now begin. It will create the resource group, the storage account, and then the storage container. Again, these steps will take longer than what you're seeing in this video. We have reduced what we're showing simply to shorten the overall video length. Once the storage container is created, the offline products begin to download. This step will take a significant amount of time as there's a number of products that need to be downloaded. Once that's completed, it will prepare the artifacts, and then it begins the process of moving them into the blob storage. Again, this will take a little bit of time, and then it begins to deploy the app service. If we want to look at this in the portal, we can navigate to the resource groups. And here we can see it's created the app service-local group. We can see it's deploying and that it's created a number of items already. If we click on deploying, we can see that two deployments have been created. The first one has already succeeded, and it created the storage. If we want to browse to the storage account, we can take a look at what's been created. I click on the App Service Storage, and then I click on Blob. Here we can see that the app service template has been uploaded, as well as the VHDs. These are the VHDs for the virtual machines that are being created for the web apps application. Let's go back to resource groups. If I click on appservice.local, click on deploying again. This time I'll click on the second deployment. As I scroll down, I can see all the information that I input, and then I can also see that it's currently creating the virtual machines. After a period of time, we'll see that it moves forward, and now it's doing the on-start step. This is the configuration within the virtual machines that needs to take place during the deployment. Once all that's completed, everything goes green, and our deploy app service has completed. Here I can see the virtual machines that have been created. And let's navigate over and take a look at one of those. I'm going to open up Hyper-V Manager, and I'm going to find the CNO machine. We can tell which one that is by the notes. Once I find it, I'm going to log on to it. Here I'm opening the Web Cloud Management Console that's located on this virtual machine. This will give me information about the web app's installation. I can see the Web Farm Controller services running as well as the Web Update service. Here I can see the various settings, credentials, and HTML pages that it's created. I can also see a list of my managed servers. This is important because until all these statuses are set to ready, I can't move forward. Once they are, I can navigate back to the client VM and deploy the last two scripts. In PowerShell, I'll locate the first script, App Service DNS Records, and run this script. It requires that I log on with my AAD tenant ID, and then it'll create the required DNS records for me. Once this completes, I can run the final script. The final script is going to register my resource provider. Again, it'll ask for my tenant ID. I log in, and then the script will run. It will require that I input the administrator account and password that were created during the initial phase of deploying the app service. This will take a moment to run, and now we're completed with the app service installation. Here I've refreshed the resource providers, and I can see the web apps-local. When I open it, I can navigate to Resource Provider Management. This will show me all the properties of this resource provider. I can also browse and take a look at a couple of the groupings that have been created within the portal. App Service Environments, App Service Plans, as well as Web Apps. All of these are empty because we have not created a deployment as yet. Next, let's create a deployment. I select New, Web and Mobile. I've got several web apps that I can choose from. Let's deploy Web App. I simply give it a name. I verify the subscription. I provide the resource group that I want to deploy to. Here I'm going to deploy to a new resource group. And then I select the app service plan. Create new. Provide a name for my plan. And then I'll select the pricing tier. In this case, I'm going to select the free shared. I can then create my web application. It'll take a couple of minutes for this web application to deploy. If I want to look at the deployment as it's taking place, I click on Resource Groups, select my new resource group, and then I can look at my deployment status. I can see the various parameters that I've provided for the deployment, and I can also see that it's already succeeded. If I go back to the initial blade, I can see the resources created, and when I click on Test Web App, it'll provide me with information about this deployment. If I click on the URL, it'll take me to the web page that was created, and I can see now that I've successfully created my web app. This concludes the demonstration of the Web App Resource Provider installation on Microsoft Azure Stack.